He stayed until I was out of sight, then turned and trotted north, along the river, and into the woods. If the rest of his life was a mystery, when we were together, we became fast friends. I'd cook an extra egg sandwich for him, and when there was no ducks, we would talk. That is, I would talk. Ike would sit, his enormous head resting on my knee, his huge brown eyes looking up at me while I petted him and told him all my troubles. On the weekends, when I stayed out, I would construct a lean-to and make a fire. Ike would curl up on the edge of my blanket. Many mornings I'd awaken to find him under the frost-covered blanket with me, sound asleep, my arm thrown over him, his breath rumbling against my side. It seemed Ike had always been in my life. Then one morning, he wasn't there. I would wait in the mornings by the bridge, but he never showed again. I thought he might have been hit by a car, or his owners might have moved away, but I could not learn more of him. I mourned him and missed him. I grew up and went into the crazy parts of my life, the mistakes a young man could make. Later, I got back into dogs, sled dogs, and ran the Iditarod race across Alaska. After my first run, I came back home to Minnesota with slides of the race.